USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta is stepping down. Standing beside President Trump, Acosta says next week will be his final week. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It comes amid the outcry over Acosta's role in a controversial plea deal for sex offender Jeffrey Epstein when Acosta was a U.S. attorney in Florida back in 2008. President Trump says he completely left it up to Acosta about whether to leave his position.
I watched Alex yesterday. I thought Alex did a great job. And, you know, you can always second-guess people, and you can say it should have been tougher. They do it with me all the time. I make a great deal with anybody. And then they say, like the Democrats, oh, it could have been better.
Former special counsel Robert Mueller is supposed to be testifying on Capitol Hill next week, although talks are that that could be moved to the following week. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The White House is warning people in the path of Tropical Storm Barry not to take any chances. Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley on Fox News.
Our prayers are with the people of the Gulf Coast and Louisiana who are in the path of this horrible storm. A lot of rain down there. I have a lot of friends in that region. And listen to the president's tweet. Pay attention to your local authorities.
Parts of Louisiana could see up to 25 inches of rain as the storm rolls onshore tonight and early Saturday. ICE officers this weekend will begin President Trump's promised deportation sweep, targeting about 2,000 illegal immigrants who have been ordered deported but are defying those judges' orders and remaining in the country. Brandon Judd, National Border Patrol Council president, reminds us.
This is not a raid where we're going out into the streets and grabbing anybody that we can. We're specifically targeting those individuals that have defied an order of deportation by a judge here in the United States.
Judd was speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Speaking at the White House on Friday, President Trump says his administration will get the citizenship data through the means other than the 2020 census. The president says this may work out better for an accurate count in the long run.
I think we'll have it in the end where it'll be actually more accurate than a census, because we have information gotten through other means, whether you look at Social Security or other places. We have, including loan applications.
A 4.6 magnitude earthquake hit 40 miles northeast of Seattle on Friday. Now, there have been no reports of any injuries or damages, but according to Seattle resident Pat Andrew, it did wake up him and his wife.
It was like 10 to 3 in the morning. I just woke up, and it felt like the house was shaking a bit, and it kind of continued on for maybe 10 to 15 seconds, not very long, but it did enough just to kind of startle a person, but it really didn't do any damage, didn't knock anything over, anything like that. Scared the heck out of my wife, but it just seemed to just startle more people than anything.
Andrew also says it is the talk around the water cooler today.
It is sort of the big thing today that people in the office are talking about, so that kind of gives you an indication of how often they happen.
Please remember, you can always take us on the go by downloading the iHeartRadio app and search for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.